are 3 months to go till Christmas, and there's an old Dutch Christmas tradition where people dress up as the helpers who accompany the Netherlands version of Santa Claus as he delivers gifts to well-behaved children. Santa's helper in the Netherlands is known as Black Pete, and we've spoken about Black Pete on the show before and the controversies surrounding him and the helpers. Now, according to folklore, Black Pete is a Moor from Spain, and when people dress up as him, they often daub their faces with black paint. And therein lies the problem. Many believe the Black Pete character promotes racist stereotypes. There have been violent confrontations over the issue, and it's even sparked debates in the Dutch Parliament. DW correspondent Stefan Bos grew up in the Netherlands, but this year is going to be different, Stefan.
Yes, it's going to be radically different, I would say, because for the first time, only Pete's with soot wipes will be allowed. They even call him the Soot Pete, no longer the Black Pete.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're saying, instead of painting your face fully black, you just can daub soot.
Yes.
As though, because, you know, traditionally Santa Claus comes down the chimney, and if you come down the chimney, you're going to pick
exactly.
up some soot. So that's the thing.
Exactly. And that is really a dramatic development, because it was announced even by the national television broadcaster, and they announced that for the first time, only soot Pete will be allowed to participate in this annual entry. This year it's Apeldoorn, and the municipality there was saying, well, we are not really awaiting Black Pete anymore. So the Black Pete has been banned from Apeldoorn.
Mm-hmm, okay,
yes.
So some foreigners are quite surprised by the whole Black Pete debate. American author and comedian David Sedaris has written a story about the tradition. The story is called 6 to 8 Black Men, and he once read it to a group of Dutch students.
This, I think, is the greatest difference between us and the Dutch. While a certain segment of our population might be perfectly happy with the arrangement, if you told the average white American that 6 to 8 nameless black men would be sneaking into his house in the middle of the night, he would barricade the doors and arm himself with whatever he could get his hands on. 6 to 8, did you say?
David Sedaris there, and yeah, he's talking about your average white American. Well, what about your average black Dutch person?
It is very interesting because there are very different reactions. Of course, the people from the group called Kick Out Zwarte Piet, that is even here existing, they are very happy with this latest arrangement because they cite history. They recall that in 1863, slavery was abolished in the former Dutch colonies of Suriname and the Dutch Antilles, ending some 200 years of slavery, and they view this Black Pete character as really a leftover from that horrible time. Now, I've also spoken with other people, with friends from Suriname, and they find this discussion ridiculous. Even one of them told me, well, it now means that I can no longer play the character of Black Pete. But it is a very divisive issue in the Netherlands. What was also interesting that in recent years, even a massive police presence was necessary to welcome Santa Claus. Now, that's of course not really how you want to celebrate what is really a children's feast. Supposed
mm-hmm.
to be.
Yeah. I mean, even Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologised just this week after a photo emerged of him wearing brown face makeup at an
Indeed.
Arabian Nights themed party back in 2001, I think it was. And the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, he actually went the other way. He's saying, well, actually, there's nothing to apologise for because this character is harmless.
This is a old children's tradition, Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet, Black Piet. And it is not Green Pete or Brown Pete, it is Black Pete, so I cannot change that. This is an old tradition, and I can only say that my friends in the Dutch Antilles, they are very happy when they have Sinterklaas because they don't have to paint their faces. And when I'm playing Black Pete, I'm for days trying to get off the stuff on my face.
So, Stefan, just a final question. Do you think that next year, when it's not an Apeldoorn, when they have a new city is going to host it, are they going to go back to Black Pete, or are they going to go with the new version, Soot Pete?
I think they are going with the Thought Beat simply because this has been a development for some time. They have very, very slowly changed the character. I have to say that even in recent years you could still see a black peat mixed with peats with different colors. So I think this is a development, and I expect that slowly but surely black peat will disappear from the television screens here in the Netherlands.
Stefan Bos, DW's resident Dutchman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.